Very, very happy to have our next guest. He is the Nassau County Legislator, Josh Lafazan. He represents the 18th Legislative District, ladies and gentlemen. At age 23, became Nassau's youngest ever legislator. And that was back in 2017, second term. Currently, he is in. He's also, by the way, I've got to mention, he's thrown his hat into the congressional ring, hopefully to take Tom Suozzi's seat, who's, of course, running for governor. And we welcome in the aforementioned legislator, Josh Lafazan. Josh, great to have you on the program.
Jay, thanks so much for having me.
Fantastic to have you. And by the way, we hope you are well. We did explain you had a little bit of a fender bender last week, thus you couldn't be on with us. Is everything okay? Everything come out right, I hope?
If I'm starting my day on your show, everything's doing great over here.
Right. Excellent. I liked it. I liked to hear that. All right, talk to me a little bit. First, let's kind of backtrack. 23, you're in the legislature. What was that like? You know, the aspirations and everything. Great background as far as public service of everything you have done. So you were kind of primed and ready back in November of, 2017 it was, right? So give me the Lafazan mindset of kind of getting into this whole landscape. Go ahead.
Sure. So, if you remember, that wasn't my first foray into politics. My first election, I was elected a few weeks before I graduated high school. I ran for the Syosset School Board of Education to take on a superintendent making $500,000, and the school district was 6,000 kids. So, it was not the first time I walked into a room as an elected official, and my colleagues would joke that they had shoes older than me. I took it in stride because I'm used to being underestimated, and I'm used to being the youngest person in a room, but at the end of the day, I'm the hardest worker in that room. I'm the most prepared in that room, and it's why 5 years later, I passed a record number of bills as a freshman legislator in the legislature, passed a record number of bills on the school board. I'm going to do the same thing in Congress.
Speaking of that, $450,000 raised. Let me get right into that. I mean, that is unbelievable in this congressional run. Talk about that for a second. I mean, that's a pretty good figure that would open anyone's eyes there. Go ahead.
Well, thank you. And all the thanks goes to the people who believe in me. Right? This is my 10th year in public service. And so many of my donors were writing checks back when I was a senior in high school, back when nobody knew my name, back when it was a real long shot. So I have a base of support that believes in me, and we're not done. We're going to raise millions because at the end of the day, we believe that the Democrats need to hold this seat and need a candidate who can raise the resources. So 450 in 18 days, we're reaching $500,000 plus. There's no stopping me. As you hear in my voice, I get up every day and I have the greatest job in the world. I work from dawn till dusk to achieve my dreams and to make things happen for my neighbors.
It shows, I'll tell you, it really shows. They love you over there in the 18th. Now, what are some of the things, Josh, that has been at the top of your agenda over the last, give or take, 4 or 5 years? Even being elected in November 2017, what were one of the first couple of things you wanted to kind of attack? And what have you accomplished out there that really kind of opened a lot of eyes? Go ahead. Tell the folks.
Sure. So I'll say, serving in the legislature, my priorities, quite frankly, were similar to those priorities I'm going to have in Congress. So, tackling substance abuse and making sure that people who are suffering from addiction get the help they need. Just like I passed Timothy's Law in Nassau County to start our first 24-hour hotline. Taking care of mental health. As we see spiking during COVID and making sure that, I wrote the law, NassauStopBullying.org, to get mental health resources to kids and parents across the county. Taking care of our veterans. And I wrote the Dignity for Our Heroes package to build housing for homeless vets right here in Nassau County. My record speaks for itself in that I will always stand out to take care of those most vulnerable in our community. And I'll always work to bridge the aisle. I just passed in committee the Hiring Our Heroes Act, which will waive the civil service examination fee for active status military members and veterans. And I think what was really special about it, all the Republicans signed on as co-sponsors, and I thank my colleagues if they're listening. I'm the guy that brings people together across the aisle around the issues that matter. Because, Jay, it's no secret that Washington is broken. Any of your listeners are probably nodding their heads right now because they're frustrated that their elected officials that they pay to go to Washington to serve them can't get anything done. I come from a different breed. I am the grandson of a Holocaust refugee and a Cuban immigrant. I am their embodiment of the American dream. Started at Nassau Community College and worked my way into Cornell, worked my way into Harvard. I wake up every day with the tenacity to make my community better because this country is the greatest country in the world. It's allowed me to live my dreams, and I think every kid should have a shot at living their American dream, too.
You know what? You got a lot of vim and vigor. I'll tell you that much, Josh Lapazan. And, you know, you look at Washington right now, and you're right. It is broken. I mean, it is more divided than we have ever seen. And that is a massive issue right now. And with all the stuff that we're talking about, you know, with voting rights and this and that, you know, we're not getting any better. We're not closing gaps here. I mean, if elected, are you confident at least your voice can maybe lend to closing the gap? Are you confident you can do it? How would you kind of go about your business in that way?
The same way I did it on the legislature and the same way I did it on the school board, just at a bigger level. Quite frankly, building coalitions across the aisle around issues that matter is everything, in my opinion. And so in Washington, I'm the guy that will be able to forge those relationships and work across the aisle to get things done. I don't approach Republicans or Democrats as enemies. I don't approach people who disagree with me ideologically as morally inferior. I am not sanctimonious or holier than thou. I'm a serious lawmaker, and I'll work with anybody to get things done. So look in the legislature. I worked with Republican Bill Gaylor, a military veteran, to pass the Dignity for Our Heroes package. I worked with Republican Laura Schaefer to pass Timothy's Law and fight for addiction resources. I worked with Republican Howard Coppell to deliver the bill on food allergies and the restaurant safety law. I'm the guy who's done it, and I've worked across the aisle, and I'll do it again. And for the life of me, I cannot understand why our elected officials in Washington have an incapability of working across the aisle as adult, civilized members of Congress to get things done. And so I joked that at 27, yes, Jay, I'll be the adult in the room, and yes, I'll be able to get things done.
The frustrating part of it, you know, I think that's the most forgetful aspect of individuals as they are elected into office. It's the people who get them there, you know. The people expect to get things done for them, yet they're not seeing. And I think that's the most frustrating end of things as far as a constituency is concerned. They see the division. They see what's going on in Washington. The bickering, the back and forth, Herbs versus the McCoys. That's what it's been like. So in essence, there's plenty of frustration when it comes to this stuff, you know? And, you know, listen, maybe the Lapazan voice can change things, you know? You never know. But, you know, that's what it's all about right now. You get a sense of that, right? As far as voters, they're frustrated. You know, they don't know what to do. They elect people, but they're not getting it done. Go ahead.
They are. I joke with my staff, and I have an exceptional staff. People say, Josh's office is so great. You know, they pick up the phone and they get right back to you. I laugh with my staff. You know, the bar has been set so low, I can't believe other offices don't do that. Because at the end of the day, people have forgotten that politics is public service. I get paid a salary, and I'm put in elected office to serve those around me. And ask my constituents in the 18th district. I have taken a completely different approach to public service. I held town halls in every portion of my district. I host something called Java with Josh, where anybody who wants to reach me can set a meeting with me monthly. You know, we hear in Washington that politicians are unreachable. That is unacceptable. And so I will continue to be accessible to my constituents. I will continue to communicate with my constituents in the legislature. You know, I'm the only member of, I think, elected office on Long Island who justifies every single vote I take publicly on Facebook to let the people know what I'm doing for them. And so at the end of the day, I understand that this is a bigger constituency, and I'm going to have to work day and night to meet folks, because while I rep maybe 75,000 or 100,000. I'll have to rep maybe 750,000 or a million. I understand it's a bigger task, but I am not afraid of that task, and I am up to that task. And so I'm humbly asking voters to consider me on their primary ballots and to vote Josh Lafazan to be their next member of Congress.
Josh Lafazan here. You know, Josh, the one thing I could cite in this interview over the last 12 minutes, I want to see a little more confidence. You don't seem like you have a lot of confidence. No, I'm just kidding. I mean, you exude that, my friend. You exude that confidence.
Well, let me say this. Everything I've worked for in my life has built confidence in me that I can make a difference. And, you know, I look at people in Washington. I am not a Kennedy. I am not a Bush. I don't come from a political dynasty. Nobody in my family ever ran for office. Jay, I started in politics. I didn't have any political connections. And I don't tell the story often, but I'm proud to tell it. I would serve dinner and sell raffle tickets and park cars at the galas that the politicians were at, because I was a teenager. I couldn't afford a ticket. That would barter me into the gala. It would help me meet the elected officials, land my first internship. I've been working since I'm a teenager to get here, and it's why I have such a robust internship program to pay it forward. But that confidence is not bravado. That confidence is built from an assurance that I will work harder, and I will work smarter, and I will deliver for my constituents, and I will win on Election Day. So I appreciate you giving me this platform. I look forward to being back soon, and it'd be the honor of my time to serve in Congress.
Listen, I hope you're back with me. We're going to be, you know, following your trek as you make your way and hopefully get that third congressional seat. And first comes a primary and everything else. But we welcome you back. We look forward to the next time, my friend.
I'm looking forward to it. Thanks, Jay.